We've got somebody that you are used to hearing from, and that's Sue Droughton from Zonta. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good.
Last little session for the year.
Yes, from Zonta it certainly is.
For the decade, actually. It's the decade.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the last month of this decade. Did you like being reminded of that, Rosemary?
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, dear.
Okay, Susie, tell us what we're doing. Have been up to.
Okay, well, what we're doing at the moment. We are gift wrapping.
You are.
Now, we're gift wrapping down at the Morayfield Shopping Centre outside Target. So we're down that end. So please, listeners, come along. And what we are gift wrapping for is for our projects for next year, our big, big projects for next year. But one of the things I'm doing next week, I'm actually going shopping with another lady from Zonta. And this is the time when all of our members get out there and shop for the homeless, the needy, the people in our community who need an extra hand at this time of the year. So, and when we were doing gift wrapping last year, this is how we're paying for it now. We supply goods to the Centre Against Domestic Abuse, Caboolture Community Action Group. They're the things that we do. So it's my turn to shop next week. I've had a busy week this week, but next week is shopping. And then, of course, is when we really start getting busy for gift wrapping too. Other than that, Rosemary, it's pretty much we're like everybody winding else. We're winding down, winding down. But it's exhausting, this gift wrapping between now and Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
We don't do all day every day. We give it out to other community groups too. So other groups have been helping us to gift wrap.
Good.
You know, the Caboolture Heart Support Group and the Meant to Rise.
Meant to Rise were there the other day.
So that's what we do. So we don't keep all the days for ourselves. We give it out to other community groups too.
I was just going to say, Sue, in regards to the gift wrapping, and most of our listeners would know exactly what goes on, but it is a gold coin donation, isn't it?
It is a gold coin donation, but we also like to remind people it's not one gold coin. One gold coin for 10 presents.
No, it's not that either. You've got to be fair.
Let's be fair, exactly. And we have some incredibly generous people in our community who only get one gift wrapped and give us $5 or $10. Quite often it's a gentleman who wants something wrapped beautifully for his wife. And, of course, we do the jobs beautifully. We have the beautiful paper and the beautiful bows. So if there are any men out there listening, come along and have your wife's gift beautifully wrapped.
Wife, girlfriend, lover.
And she will take one look at it and say, I know that you wrapped that.
And you will say, yes, I did.
Yes, Rosemary. So I would like to very much thank, on behalf of the Zonta Club of Caboolture, yourself and this radio station for hosting my monthly little chat with you, telling people what we do in the community. And, of course, one of the other things too, we've just wound up our 16 days of activism. So there's been orange ladies and orange gentlemen and orange pets out and about in the community over the last 16 days. So I'd like to, as I said, thank you and this radio station for hosting us to tell our community or your listeners what the Zonta Club of Caboolture does in the community. And to wish all your listeners a very Merry Christmas, because they're the people that we all count on, aren't they? Your listeners are the people that we count on.
Yes, we love it. And we love what Zonta does, Sue, and the radio station is a community radio station, so quite obviously we get behind all of the things that do happen in the community. But do you know the beautiful thing about this radio station is that it's not because we are a community radio station, it's because we love to do
what you do,
what we do. And that's where volunteers, and it is a great
And the Zonta Club is exactly the same. We love doing what we're doing.
You do.
We love helping our communities, but we specifically like to help women who are disadvantaged through either homelessness and poverty and domestic abuse. So, I mean, they all follow, usually, you know, domestic abuse starts and then the homelessness and then the poverty. It's just, unfortunately, a never-ending circle. So anything that the Zonta Club of Caboolture can do to help women and their children, we're just more than happy to help and to do that.
Susie, as you pointed out, as this decade finishes, we're going to be wishing the Zonta Club of Caboolture and Zontas right throughout. They've been around for a long time now.
Yeah, 100 years this year.
Yeah, 100 years. So keep up the good work. And
Thank you, Rosemary. Love
what you do, so just keep it up. Look forward to catching up to you next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, wow.
Thank you, Rosemary.
2020. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Bye.